morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's on the radio.
We are on the radio, and we are a show on the radio. We like to talk about video games on the radio. It's a radio show, guys.
Wow.
In case you didn't know.
No.
So, I am Megan, and this is...
I was also Megan. No, my name is Alice. Megan with an...
We're not.
Why?
If you spell my name with a Y, I'm disowning you.
Megan with a B.
I am double disowning you.
B.
Where's the B?
Yeah, I don't know.
Video games. A lot has been happening in the last week and a half in the video game world.
Wow.
We have wrapped up one of the biggest events of the video game world, yearly events.
Yes.
E3.
Which stands for...
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Congratulations. Yes, that is what it is. Bing, 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 Megan won.
It's like knowing somebody only by their nickname and not realizing what their actual
100%.
First name is.
And you're like, I don't even know what it stands for. E3 was for me, honestly, other than I'll say Nintendo, because Nintendo gets to be the golden child again because they did good.
Good job, Nintendo. We're proud of you, son.
Honestly, not interested in anything else. I've already seen stuff that I'm interested that was at the E3, but otherwise there's one other thing.
The other thing that you,
it is the new Bethesda, and it's not made by them because we're not happy with them. They're not very good at what they're doing, like their actual IPs, but they are publishing a game called Ghostwire Tokyo, and it is the creative director behind it is the lady who did designs for Bayonetta and Okami. So that looks interesting. To be honest, it wasn't any gameplay in the trailer, but the trailer looks neat. Otherwise, yeah, like before we get into Nintendo.
Well, I'm surprised that you weren't more excited about the new FromSoft game.
This was announced before E3. I'm specifically talking E3 announcements.
That's okay.
And once again, I'm not excited. Other than Nintendo things, there's nothing really interesting that happened at E3 that I didn't already know about or wasn't already aware of. And the game that you're talking about was leaked like a week or 2 weeks before mm-hmm. E3. So, and then the trailer was dropped also 2 weeks before E3. So once again, it's not.
Probably because it was a Sony thing, right?
Possibly. I believe it's going to be on multi-platforms. But, yeah, as we know, Sony was not a part of E3 this year. Why? We don't know, really. Maybe because they don't really have anything new to show. But regardless, it's sort of like, I don't know.
One of the big three players of E3 weren't present, and it was kind of... It was felt.
It was definitely felt. I can definitely tell you that's probably another reason why I'm sort of like, this was lackluster. I'm not really here for it. Whatever. So, but yeah, like other than Nintendo, we'll get into Nintendo. But Megan, what do you feel like? Because I showed you some things, but.
We saw so many trailers. And the one I was talking about was Elden Ring. Which looks like it's a cool idea. It's an MMO sort of idea.
Yeah, but once again, specifically talking about E3 stuff, not that. Elden Ring was announced several weeks before E3 and was already rumored. Like, this is a thing that people knew about. Yeah, I'm excited for it, but E3, it's now. E3, we can talk about the trailer in depth later.
Aside from Nintendo, there is not a whole heck of a lot that stuck out to me. And Ghostwire does look really, really cool.
But it's also just a CG movie. Like, it wasn't...
For now.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Although...
We didn't actually... Like, what do you think it's about? You can't really tell by what we were shown. Cool as heck. Not lying, but...
I think we're going to get something... Probably a little more horror-y along the Bayonetta lines, I'm thinking. A little more realistic.
That's weird that you say realistic with Bayonetta.
I know, but more like grounded. I think I should say grounded.
Okay, yes, like not fantastical, I see. No. Not realistic in terms of like character design, but...
No, definitely not.
Yeah, because the trailer looks incredibly realistic.
Yeah. One of the things that we did also see were the previews for Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? If they're going to have the gameplay like they have in Kingdom Hearts, I'm probably going to pick this up and actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
With way less mention of heart in every single sentence.
Megan, you're Debbie Downer. But I'm going to be a Debbie Downer because I don't care about Final Fantasy VII. I'll play it, maybe. But it wasn't a game that I liked as a kid. I was way into Final Fantasy IX. That was the one I liked. And that will never get remade. I know this. But it might get remastered, which it kind of already got, and it's
Three-mastered.
It's all right. Like, it's, you know, the original looks good. Anyways, it's Final Fantasy VII. This is only the first part, though. I believe they're doing it in multiple parts. So I don't even know how long this game will be.
Well, if they're doing the Kingdom Hearts thing, we're going to get like 14 or 15 different installations of the same game.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. They're doing parts, so they're cutting up the original game.
And then they'll have
into episodes.
chapters. They'll bring out that Vincent game and remake that and
I think you're trying to exaggerate, but they're like totally separate. Like, Nomura has nothing to do with Final Fantasy VII, so don't worry.
Thank you. That's encouraging that I may only have to deal with like 3 to 4 parts of Final Fantasy VII.
I know. I'm just saying, you don't understand Kingdom Hearts, and yet you complain about it. Like, once you understand, you can complain. It's like, you know, when someone makes fun of your little brother, and you're like, no, you're not allowed to make fun of my little brother. Only I'm allowed to make fun of my little brother. I'm like, Megan, once you actually played a full Kingdom Hearts game, then you can complain about Kingdom Hearts, okay?
I'm not complaining about Kingdom Hearts specifically. I'm just saying there are many Kingdom Hearts games, and really only three main parts of the... There's three Kingdom Hearts.
You're wrong, but okay.
There's Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, and 3, then all the side stories.
Yeah, but they're all... Unfortunately, they all are mostly important. Like, yeah. I'm just saying, once again, Megan, you can come back. Once you've played a Kingdom Hearts game, you can come back and complain about Kingdom Hearts all you want. Okay? You gotta play a full Kingdom Hearts game. Then you can go nuts.
I just want the chance to play a full game without it being split into parts.
That's fine, but that's not what's happening with Final Fantasy VII.
It's being split into parts.
Yes. I told you this.
Anyway, E3 and things we're excited about. Those are the things that we saw.
Yeah, whatever. It looks fine.
Now, on to Nintendo. Because we saw things with Nintendo that we are all pretty excited about now.
Yeah. Well, and what was the thing? So, well, but here's kind of the sad part of Nintendo is we got a lot. Well, I'm going to say there's only two things that I really care about, but we did get Animal Crossing New Horizons, which looks cool. I will say, sadly, very sadly, as soon as it was announced that it was pushed back to April of 2020, their stock went down because people were mad that they wouldn't get their game this year. Which, like, calm down.
Come on, guys.
Well, we're already getting a new Pokemon. And the other thing that was dropped was a new Breath of the Wild. And I don't believe this is a DLC. I believe this is sort of a standalone game.
And they said it was a sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
In the works, guys. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. Like, obviously, there was only no gameplay, which is fine. I would assume they're using the same system that they use for Breath of the Wild, which makes 100% sense. Why wouldn't you use something you spent like probably at least 5 years creating? So, and it also features a lot more Zelda, which is really exciting.
Now, people have pointed out that she looks different. Her hair is shorter, which may very well mean no clipping through any of the costumes that she may be able to don. So that means she may be a playable character, hopefully.
Yeah, I kind of think that was sort of almost the point of this. Like, I don't want to say, well, it actually might be that they might do a multiplayer thing. Like, someone plays as Link and someone plays as Zelda. I'm not 100% sure how they would do that, but that would certainly be, like, an innovative thing. It looks cool from what we saw of, like, you know, the it's pretty long trailer, whatever, but once again, no gameplay, so we don't know, but I would assume it's gonna be like Breath of the Wild.
And they already showed one of the new enemies, which looks like a dehydrated Ganon, but people are thinking it might not be him.
I do not believe it's Ganon at all. I don't think that would make sense in terms of what we're dealing with. But I think it looks cool. Yeah, that's about it.
So, yeah. E3 is over. Now we can look forward to all the cool stuff coming out. It's going to be good. Some of it will be good.
Yeah. It'll be good. Animal Crossing looks cool. They showed a bunch of new Pokemon stuff, and it actually does look really cool. Visually, there's a lot of new mechanics. There's a bunch of stuff I'm excited for, but once again, E3 this year is kind of just like whatever, lackluster. There was a nice surprise, like Breath of the Wild and Animal Crossing were nice surprises. Animal Crossing, I knew was coming eventually, but yeah.
So over the last week, have you been playing any video games?
I've been playing Sky more. And it's still really cool. I do believe there will be microtransactions, though, which kind of bums me out. Don't know how it will affect things. I would assume there's some sort of... There's gifts you can give, and then there's also, like, heart currency, which you can earn, like, different your friends can give you. I have been cultivating friendships, kind of, but basically just giving other people items and hoping they give them back, but, you know, basically there's candles that you can give people, and, yeah, they're not hard to get back, basically. You can get more candles.
Do you need the candles to beat the game or get further into the game?
You don't need it for the game, but it's just sort of like you will just pick up basically little light bits that fill up your candles, and you'll just pick them up as you go around. So it'll just happen. Like, I don't think it's really avoidable. And also, you kind of want those because they will charge up your flight power if you're low. And it's just like an easy way to get more light stuff. So it's fine. I'm still enjoying it. I've gotten further. There's a bunch sort of more to find. The only thing that I'm kind of miffed about is the fact that you need friends to play this game, or you at least need people playing the game at the same time as you for certain things, including what I found out, the ending. So we'll see how that goes. The game is going to be out in a couple of weeks. I do want to play it when it comes out because I think that's probably the best time.
And I've pre-ordered it so we can play together on my new iPad.
I'm excited to play. I assume it's going to be about the same, the game that I've played through, which is great because I know where everything is because I've been through the game a couple times because it's really cool. There's a bunch of little, like, things to explore and things to find out, and I like that a lot. Like, discovering stuff is my favorite part of game.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And while you've been doing that, I've been playing more Sonic Mania. I've now finally beaten it with Tails. I can now be Super Tails because I have achieved debug mode.
Congratulations.
I have done well enough in the game that I am allowed to cheat.
Yeah, literally, that's what it is. Which, to be honest, I love it. I love that idea.
That you have to be good at the game before you can start breaking the game?
Well, that they give you, like, not even that you have to be good at the game. Like, you could get someone else to beat the game for you to get debug mode.
True.
I'm just saying, like, that they added a debug mode for you to fiddle around with, to play around with, to do whatever, to beat the game easier. Like, I'm for that. I'm for that. And it lets people look around at the game, too.
And you don't realize how massive the maps are in these games until you are flying around with all the freedom of the world.
Yeah, true. Like, because it's going so fast when you are a Sonic or even like Tails, and they're still the same speed because they have to be.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that's been a lot of fun. And we went and did buy a new game for the Switch to tide over our Zelda cravings.
Yeah, because it just came out. Cadence of Hyrule, which is really cool. It's a crossover game between Crypt of the Necromancer and Link, or I don't know which Link this is.
It's one of the Links, but it's very much a...
the old school ones.
Very much like a Link to the Past Link.
Yeah, I don't know.
So a Super Nintendo Link.
Yeah, a Super Nintendo Zelda. So it's like crossover. And Crypt of the Necromancer, if you don't know, is like... I believe it's a, roguelike dungeon crawler, but it has a heavy music base, and to the fact that you can even play it with a dance pad, I believe.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah. So in this one, though, they, and I'd believe in probably Crypt of the Necromancer, you can do it so everything's just, it is just on the beat. You'll just move with the beat. You can turn that on so you don't have to worry, which is nice. Because sometimes you just sort of want to play a game and you don't want to have to deal with the beat aspect.
Especially if you're like me and if you have a game that's easy enough to control, you just want to like listen to other stuff like your own music or podcasts or whatever.
Or if you have no rhythm.
Or if you're like me and have no rhythm.
Yeah, I was like, just say the real one, Megan.
They're all real.
I know, but
just
the music
one's more real than the rest.
Is fabulous. Like the music, you wouldn't so want to really turn the music off for this. Like that's the point. Like Crypt of the Necromancer has really good music as well. It's not a game that I've played, but I've definitely listened to the soundtrack. It's just not my style, say. But music in this is great. It's very visually good looking.
This is a very, very endearing game. Like they did a really good job in translating it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the Super Nintendo Zelda, but a little bit cuter.
Yeah, and on every screen, like they have sort of different intensities. So when monsters are around, they'll intensify the music. Like they'll amp it up, and it's just.
It gets really metal.
It's really good, but because it's also, you know it, the Zelda, it's Zelda themes. Like it's, you know, right?
But way more intense.
Yeah, and then all of the little characters, like the monsters are dancing around to it, sort of a little grooving along. It's very cute. Then you go kill them, but it's very cute.
And if you decide not to go with the rhythm and you decide to just, you know, hop around... You can actually strategize how you're going to get rid of the monsters. You can have a really cool strategy gameplay thing going on here.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that they have just on the screen. Like they have little bomb pads, they have confusion pads, and they have, I forget what was the other thing that I was going to mention because I forgot now. Oh, like they have rocks, giant rocks that you can roll.
Yeah.
And you can just roll them into the monsters and... Just, you know.
Make life easy.
Yeah. And you have your typical, what is it? You have your Koroks? No, Koroks are the good guys. Deku Scrubs, Moblins, the Lizard, the Lizalfos.
Lizalfos, Delfos, Wolfos.
Wow.
Keats, which are the bats.
Yeah.
Likes.
Skulltellas. Yeah. Like everybody's here. They're very cute.
Good and bad Zoras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of the different, like, the old-typey Zoras, too. Like, not...
Fire-breathing Zoras.
Yeah, the ones that looked a little scarier and not so shiny and fish-like and smooth. But it's very visually very cute. Like, you've beat two dungeons so far.
And the dungeons so far remind me of Link's Awakening, where you have to go and find instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what we're going to do with the instruments after, and we are going to find out.
Yeah, I was like, it's a game about, it's a musical-based game, right? Which I love, because the monsters are also musically based. Like, Wiz Robo, which is based off of Wiz Robe, right? Which
playing is, an oboe.
Yeah, and I think that's very funny. Like, for me, nothing could be funnier, no. But... and they just have really cute, I like the cute designs, and yeah, I think it's quite well done.
And you can play as three different characters.
Well, yeah.
Two-ish. Two, if you're doing the multiplayer, and you get a choice between...
Zelda
or Link. So.
Yeah, you actually get to be Zelda in this, although I feel Zelda is kind of not as good as the best because she doesn't have a block, because she can't have a shield, but and her power is... tied to her stamina, or your shield is tied to your stamina. So that can suck. But the shield also destroys things.
Nehru's love can't help everything. And yeah.
It's not bad. It's just, like, that can be frustrating. Also, I guess the other thing that we found out, sort of, because we were playing it together a bit, is that your movements, like, one person can be standing still, and the other person will be moving, and everybody's movements are tied, like, everybody will move when you move, sort of thing. Like, your beat is basically tied to it.
So you can really mess up your other person if they're not moving and you are, and then the old monsters decide to attack the other person.
Or if you're trying to strategize, because there'll be, like, the ones, what are the ones, the Octoroks?
They spit rocks at you?
Yeah, and, you know, it'll be, like, you're trying to deflect the rock, and instead the other person, like, runs around a bunch and sort of messes you up. Because it'll advance time, basically. I think you could probably play this really well, like, if you eventually synced up. Because we were bad, but you die really easily.
It adds a lot of challenge.
Yeah, like, it's not bad. Like, it is a little Dark Souls-y, right? With the you die and you lose all of your money. Some of your items. But, yeah.
But there's no solid game over. You get sent to a portal, and then you collect diamonds throughout where you can replenish what you've lost if you need
buy,
to.
You can buy stuff. Like, you buy bombs. At some points, you can buy heart containers.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty, like, it's not bad. Like, once you get the hang of it, I think, like, because you were sort of, like, struggling a little bit at first. But, like, once you got it, then you were, like, bam, bam, boom, bam.
I am never going to go to that little in-between portal place again.
You were doing really well. Like, and I think it's just one of those games that, if you like Zelda, and you like, especially, like, 2D Zelda.
And if you especially like Zelda music.
Yeah, like, it's quite good. Like, I've heard really good, like, I've heard it getting really good reviews, which is nice, because this is, like, Crypt of the Necromancer is an indie game. Very much like it did do very well when it was out, but it, you know, like, this is not Nintendo original. Like, this is, like, Nintendo was like, yeah, we trust you guys enough to deal with, you know, our probably one of our most beloved IPs, and I think they did a really good job.
Well, it's cool because Nintendo, well, Legend of Zelda specifically, usually has a lot of emphasis on their music. There's usually a magical musical instrument that you've got to keep a rhythm with
or
anyway.
There's just something. Yeah. No, that's true. Or Karina, Majora's, like, they do.
Waker. You got to be the conductor.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of music. Even in Skyward Sword, like, there's musical aspect of that as well with Zelda's harp.
That is true.
You get a harp. Breath of the Wild, not really, I guess, but...
Yeah, that one wasn't a musically inclined Link, we'll say.
Yeah, that's fine.
He
spent
100 years unconscious.
Yeah, he was like, I don't listen to anything anymore. Silence is my jam. Oh, Link.
So, Cadence of Hyrule. I highly recommend it. And I now actually want to go and check out Crypt of the Necrodancer just to see what it's all about.
I would assume it's similar. Well, I know it's similar. And it's more like versus this one where you're actually outside sometimes. I think the crypt is you're mostly inside and going through a crypt.
Hence
the name.
Yeah.
But.
With a necrodancer.
Well, yeah, I would assume, well, obviously necromancer. I think, because here's the thing, like the tale or the whatever, the story of Cadence of Hyrule is that, right, that guy came and now everything is like.
He's gone and jazzed
musical.
Things up.
Yeah, exactly. Literally that. So, like, the world is, like, everybody is in beat for some reason all the time. Why has this happened? And that's that Octavo. And he reminds me of a character from one of the Link's. I don't remember.
We'll have to go through Link's rogues gallery to figure out which one he's closest to.
Which one of Link's enemies he is, or which one of Link's enemies he kind of reminds me of. I haven't
Link's
played
frenemies.
A lot of 2D Links. That's not my bag, but this one's pretty looking. I like pretty pixels. Like, I'm all about that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
It's such a good little game for the Switch, guys. Pick it up.
Yeah.
If you have a Switch.
Well, I was going
to
say,
or steal somebody's Switch to play it.
How much was it?
It was $30.
That's not bad.
$30-ish dollars.
No, that's not bad.
One day, I'm going to go on a full-on rant about the difference between American and Canadian prices, especially for digital content.
Because it makes you sad?
It makes me angry.
Well,
sadness is a thing I don't feel anymore when it comes to this. It's anger.
Well, I guess so. But I always check. I always double check because I know if it's a little cheaper, I'm like, that's probably American. And then I check it out on the Canadian. And then it's like, yep, that was American. You tried to trick me.
Double the price plus $5.
Double the price?
Plus $5.
Is that what, really?
Well, it's like $15 in the States.
Oh, wow. That hurts me a little bit.
See, this is why I'm angry.
Okay, that's pretty harsh. But I'm sure at some point it will go on sale. Like, the Switch is pretty good with what they put on sale. I believe, actually, there's an E3 sale right now. We should maybe look at it. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is video games that we played this week.
Yeah. I'm not going to play any other video games ever.
I hope that's not true.
Never going to play a video game again.
I still should go chipping away at Borderlands because I've been trying to get into Borderlands a bit just to see what
all the hullabaloo is all about.
Yeah.
I get it. I have a lot of friends who are very into it, and it doesn't seem like I would not enjoy it. It just seems like, once again, those other things that... It's that Fallout 4 situation where I'm going to play it for like 20 million hours and then never beat it and not feel bad about never beating it.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't feel bad about not beating it either. It's very.
I left all those people there, that terrible, terrible civilization I tried to build. They had light, though. That was
you gave them light, and that's all they really need.
And farming, you know what,
you did good.
Once again, that was one of my favorite parts of that game. Surprisingly,
good job, Fallout Mayor.
Yeah, good job, Fallout
Mayor. Oh boy,
I was like, Bethany, you don't deserve a good job.
I would almost guarantee we're gonna get Fallout 76 for free someday.
Yes, I'm sure. Right now, they're once again. That was one of their Bethesda, or that was one of their E3 things, was that they're like, here, look at all the stuff we've planned for Fallout 76. Don't you want to play it again? And people were like, oh no, Todd Howard, we are not happy about this.
Todd, why?
Fallout 76 was not good. It was bad.
You can't No Man's Sky this one. You had a reputation to uphold, and you didn't do it.
Yeah, unlike No Man's Sky, we're new people, and now it's actually a really good game, and you know, like, they got there eventually. That's a whole nother story. I feel that situation wasn't entirely their fault. It's a little bit on Sony there.
Yeah,
but anyway, I digress.
When we do eventually get it for free, we have to spend a minimum 3 hours on it. Okay,
which one?
Fallout 76.
Oh god. Okay. Man,
you know what, we'll ply ourselves.
I was
with...
like, no one will be there. We're just going to play in a barren wasteland alone.
Well, that's dire and true. Anyway, that's everything we got for you for this week. E3 was a thing that happened. We got lots of stuff kind of from it.
We got some stuff we wanted, and I think that's fine.
And it means we'll have more to talk about later on.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You keep slacking.
Bye.